time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL-ITV and KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me this morning in studio, I have Ben Bjarnson and Olivia Dudding-Rodriguez with the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Salt Lake. Now, they run the Boys and Girls Club here in Price. We've got some great events coming up next week, and we're going to talk a little bit about them. First and foremost, guys, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us. This is kind of fun.
So let's give it the rundown. What's going on at the Boys and Girls Club?
Oh, man, what's not going on next week?
We have so much stuff going on.
It's going to be a really fun week next week. So next week is actually Boys and Girls Club Week nationally. All around America, Boys and Girls Clubs are celebrating being part of a great movement to make youth their absolute best. So we're going to celebrate next week by doing all kinds of stuff. On Monday, we have an open house available and open to the community. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a second, but we have something fun going on every day. Tuesday, we're going to do a service project. Wednesday, we have a field day planned. Thursday is a scavenger hunt that Ben kind of has planned a little bit.
With the college, it'll be a lot of fun.
And they are, I noticed on your flyer, the college is one of your major sponsors. Is that correct?
Absolutely. They are our number one community partner for 2018. And we are actually having a little recognition ceremony to thank them for all that they've done this past year on Monday.
So everything, like you said, everything starts and kicks off on Monday. That is going to be Monday, April 8th.
Yep.
The event starts at 3 in the afternoon. It runs till 6.
Mm-hmm.
But why don't you just kind of give people an idea of what's going to happen on Monday?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Monday is our open house, so we want as many community members to just come in and check it out and see what we're all about. We're going to have some tours going on, and we do have a little ceremony at about 4:30 for all of our community partners. And it would just be such a treat to really show them how much we appreciate them by having a crowd there.
And that's at 4:30.
Yes.
And then, like you said, there's things that are going to be going on all week long down there. The scavenger hunt sounds kind of fun.
Yeah. So I've been in contact with Terry Johnson and Krista Edwards at the college, and they've agreed to help organize some of that. And so I'm really stoked because they are top-notch peeps.
USU Eastern as a whole does so much for the community, and it's great. And they're always willing to help out in anything in any way that they can. Why don't we talk a little bit about Boys and Girls Club? Because I know most people probably just think the Boys and Girls Club is just this after-school program. And what do you guys do, and what is the Boys and Girls Club all about?
Whew, that's a really good question. The Boys and Girls Club is so much. The Boys and Girls Club really is a place for youth to become the very best that they can be. I think our tagline for many years was, great futures start here. The last couple of years, they've moved towards a new tagline, and that tagline is a place to become. So we are a community resource and after-school program and summer program for elementary school kids all the way through high school. We have a really awesome teen program that I'm sure Ben will tell you about in a little bit. But our goal is to provide a space for youth to feel supported and have a great experience and have fun and have the opportunity to be mentored by awesome people. So we have three priority outcomes. If everything goes right at a Boys and Girls Club, there's three things that we hope for. And that's academic success, good character and leadership, and healthy habits. If kids come to the club, we hope those are the three things that they walk away with.
And that sounds like, it really sounds like a great program. It really does. Now, I'm not quite sure how long, and not just in Price, just nationally, how long has the Boys and Girls Club been around? When did it start?
Oh, it's been almost 100 years.
Yeah, I think it was originally just a boys club, and it was, I want to say Teddy Roosevelt or FDR. It's really old, 100 years old at least. But they saw this need for a place for kids to go that's safe and where they can get snacks and have productive things to do. I think it was started because they saw a bunch of kids hanging out and getting into trouble.
That's usually how good things start, honestly. Is trouble usually starts good things.
Yeah.
Now, Ben, she referred to a little bit about the teen programs and stuff. Why don't you talk about those a little bit?
Absolutely. So we have a teen program. It's geared for 11-year-olds all the way up to 18-year-olds. And that's kind of unique, is there's not a lot of things for our older youth in Carbon County to do, but they can come to the club. And we organize different things going on. Coming up, we are hoping that we can get a camping trip organized with actually some of our Salt Lake clubs, and that'll happen in summer. And that's another thing, is we operate all year round. We don't really take any breaks. We don't take the summer off like the schools do. So this is an opportunity to get your young kiddos and also your older youth involved and kind of give them something to do. And it might even give you a break, too, if you are feeling a little overwhelmed.
And all right, guys. And you were going to say, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, and another really cool part about being part of our teen program is it often comes with a lot of scholarship opportunities. Our teen program provides so many opportunities to feel ready and prepared financially and otherwise for college.
Boy, and that's starting to hit home right now. It seems to be that this is the time of year when everybody's like, you got to get these scholarships filled out and get this taken care of and get that taken care of. So
totally.
That's good to know that the Boys and Girls Club does that for the youth.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, one more time. Let's hurry and do a rundown of the next week. It's Boys and Girls Club Week.
Yeah,
it kicks off on Monday, April 8th. You're going to have a big, you want the entire community to come out at 3 o'clock at your location. And that location, for those of you that don't know, it's the old Carbon Rec building / Senior Citizen Center. It's the address is actually 30 East 200 South, right off of Carbon Avenue, by the railroad tracks, kind of across the street from the post office.
Absolutely.
So get on down there. Let's give it a plug one last time, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. So Monday, we have our kickoff, our open house, and our thank you event for our community sponsors. Tuesday, we are doing a service project, and that's kind of to highlight our good character and leadership outcome. We have a field day on Wednesday for our healthy lifestyles outcome. On Thursday, we've got that super awesome scavenger hunt at the university for academic success. And Friday, we're just going to have a good old regular party. It's going to be a wrap-up extravaganza on Friday.
And just get on out and support these guys and have a great time doing it. It sounds pretty simple.
Yeah.
It sounds like you guys like to have fun and take care of things. So get on out and have a good time.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for stopping by. That's Ben Bjarnson and Olivia Dudding Rodriguez with the Boys and Girls Club. Big event going on starting on Monday, April the 8th. Now, for more information on this and other KOAL-ITV interviews, check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.